I'm here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming here from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And, well, for the next hour, hopefully they're going to be the views of Stan Deo. Stan, are you there? Well, it's good to have you with us, and people have been calling me and asking me to have Stan Deo on. I had him on one of our programs, and he has, of course, written extensively about what's going on in the world today. And when we talked to him, he actually sounded just like me in many respects, one of the few people who really understands the spiritual manifestations of what's going on today. But, you know, I just, in this business, you have to be skeptical of people. And we talked, I had a wonderful time with Stan. And then my producer came in, and of course, he was from Australia, and Stan had lived there for a long time. And my producer said, oh, I knew Stan Deo 35 years ago. He was instrumental in bringing me into Christianity. When I was in Australia, he changed my life 35 years ago. Well, that certainly confirmed everything that Stan had basically said. And so I really was so pleased to have had him on. I've scheduled to be on all of our programs because I think his message is so vitally important. And it parallels what we're trying to make people understand. And that is that we are engaged in a political, ideological, and cultural war, but behind all of that are powerful spiritual forces. There is another dimension. People can access another dimension, but we tell you, do not even think about it, because it could cause you your eternal soul. So with that as the background, Stan, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about who you are, what you're trying to accomplish, and about the book, which, of course, will be back in print before long. Right now, it's almost impossible to get, even at Amazon, extremely expensive, but I'm looking forward to reading it as soon as it becomes readily available. How soon will the book be out?
Doctor, I got word from the printers today that they should have copies in my hand between the 19th and the 21st of this month.
All right, fine. Well, I hope you'll get one off to me, and we'll do some more programs then, and we'll probably carry the book. But tell us a little bit, tell our listeners who you are and what is your background and how did you come to the same conclusion I did? Why, probably even before I did. I'd been studying this in 62, but I really didn't understand what this was about until about 1981 or 82. Tell us a little bit about your background, coming at the same problems, but from a different angle.
Well, I guess my awareness of the conspiracies around the planet was first started or opened by my father, Harold Deo, and I'm a junior, so I'm a Harold too, but everybody calls me Stan. Back after he left World War II at 1947, he stayed overseas and headed up an operation to block the Russians from taking the oil fields in Iran by bluffing them into thinking we had a U.S. base there, and he ran a fake U.S. Army Air Force base at the time, and was paid in cash through one of Howard Hughes' companies, which was a structure that was the beginning of the CIA before it actually formed. But anyway, Dad was really aware of a lot of stuff going on over the whole world, and he got back home from the war, and you know, his friends and neighbors, our friends and neighbors, when I was born after, you know, and raised in Dallas there, our friends and neighbors weren't really interested in what he had to say. They thought he was a fanatic. They were tired of war. They didn't want to hear about conspiracies and, you know, corruption of the government of the United States and other governments of the world. So Dad still pursued it. He and his brothers, Jack and George, they and their families, we all got together there in Dallas and formed a company called Timely Publications. And he bought authors' books like The Texan Looks at Lyndon and some books that all were conspiracy type or awareness of the conspiracy type books, and published them and printed them out all across the United States. And we sold a few million copies of various books for the authors, and a lot of people seemed to wake up, but then they went back to sleep again. And that was my introduction into the Illuminati, the enlightened ones who are trying to run our planet where they control it. And definitely, I don't count them among the friends of Jesus at all. Quite the opposite, in fact. But I left home in 1962. I got a congressional appointment to the Air Force Academy and spent a bit of time there, and also saw the corruption within the Air Force at that time. And after I left the academy, I went back to Dallas, and I didn't take my degree at the academy. I left before graduation and went back to Dallas and studied computing at IBM and got to be a reasonably fair computer programmer and systems analyst in industry there in Dallas. And that was takes us up to about 1970. And my last computer job there, I had gathered around me a group of other programmers and systems analysts and operators who, like myself, were pretty good in their field. And we had a loosely defined impossible mission team for large corporations that had computer problems. We'd come in and solve their problems. Sometimes it would live 24 hours a day at the place to solve it in case of emergencies, like some disgruntled employee had sabotaged the computer records for payroll, and payroll wasn't met. Several thousand people would go hungry that week and whatever, so that's what we did there. And it was while working at this last big job like that there in Dallas that I was approached by one of the vice presidents of one of the many corporations, over 100 in this particular conglomerate, at morning coffee down in the canteen. And he singled me out and came over and told me that he wanted me to go meet a friend of his, Dr. James R. Maxfield.
Stan, are you on a regular hard hand telephone?
No, sorry, is it too light?
Yeah, really, you need to be on a regular telephone.
This is the only phone we've got in the house. It's not like a wireless. It's just one of those, I don't know, the radio phones from Panasonic.
Okay, you don't have a regular.
I'll try to talk a bit louder, maybe.
All right, please do.
Okay. Well, anyway, I was asked to meet with his friend, and who turned out to be a medical doctor there in Dallas. And I think it was on Lemon Avenue, doesn't matter where it was. But anyway, he had the Maxfield Radiation Research Clinic, X-ray Research Clinic. And so I went there in the afternoon, and through a number of fears and trepidations, because I hadn't told anybody about what I was doing in my private research into propulsion of circular-shaped aircraft. And I was getting close to the point where I was going to file patents. Anyway, this Dr. Maxfield, he did appear there in the middle of his building. There was only him and his secretary. He took me into his office and said he'd been expecting me, and I could see pictures all around the wall between him and Dr. Edward Teller, the father of the hydrogen bomb, and pictures of them under the one of the poles. I guess it was the North Pole. They went in under a submarine, and he was celebrating that. And so I thought, well, I'm in the presence of greatness here. These guys are tremendous mathematics wizards and physicists, and what do they want with me? And he started to tell me. He said, look, we know what you're doing, but I want you to tell me what you're doing in your lab. And I said, well, gosh, I didn't want to, since I didn't have a degree, I didn't want to try to, blind this guy with what I thought about things in physics. But I said, look, I've been working on something at home that combines, electricity and magnetism and gravity into kind of a, look, don't fence with me. He says, we know that you're working on anti-gravity. Now, tell me what you've done. So I said, okay. That's a funny word to hear coming from such a professional, but okay, I'll tell you.
All right, well, you hold that thought, and when we get back, we'll be talking more about your work with anti-gravity and, of course, with this alternative means of propulsion. We'll be back in just a moment with Stan Deo right here at Genesis.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio-blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black murky elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black murky elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to black murky purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at murkywater.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest is Stan Teo. And Stan is telling us the background of how he got to where he is today. And basically, he was approached by some men at a very large corporation, asked about his work on anti-gravity propulsion, anti-gravity types of aircraft. And really, we're talking about something very similar to flying saucers. But he'd been working at this as an amateur for some time. Go right ahead with your story, Stan.
All right. Well, that meeting, I kind of was knocked off of my chair with what they were telling me, because Dr. Maxwell told me that they had, he and Dr. Teller and their projects had sponsored some 50 other people like myself since the mid-50s in making various types of advanced flying saucers. And when he said flying saucer, you know, immediately I thought, boy, there's something wrong here, because these guys just don't talk about that kind of stuff here in the back room or outside. I mean, it's just amazing. And anyway, he said, look, we want you to come down to Australia and join our project down there. And they had projects all over the world, but that was the one he wanted me to go to. And they he picked up the phone, called the Australian consulate right then in San Francisco, and left a message for, I think his name was Bob Gray, to make arrangements that he had another one of what he called Maxfield's boys to go to Australia. And they promoted me on the spot to electrical engineer for immigration reasons or something, and flew out a lady a month later to get all my medical information and stuff. And my wife and I had visas immediately. So anyway, I went down to Australia to work for them in Melbourne under my... My sponsor there was a former sea captain, Captain John Williams, and he was old, but very tall and a Welshman and a really upright type guy. But anyway, that was where I was sent, and just I'll back up about a wee bit there when I was working for that large corporation in Dallas, just before I was met by Maxfield. I had a guy working for me, one of my contract programmers, a very, very bright fellow, but he was older than me at the time, and his name was George. He had been a former Strategic Air Command commander on an aircraft, so he was quite well qualified in that area and a fairly bright fellow. Anyway, he and I were having coffee one day, and I said a couple words to him, which may have let it leak out to other places, I don't know, that I was working on something about making a new kind of aircraft that, you know, using anti-gravity. And he said, it's funny you should say that. He said, I had a navigator in the late 50s on my aircraft, and he was telling me one morning, he came in, he handed me an envelope all sealed up and stamped. And he said, I want you, he said, Colonel, he says, I want you to take this envelope and hold it for me, keep it secure. He says, I've made a discovery that's astounding. And he said, I'll show you what's in it. Here's another copy of it. And he opened it up and had drawings of something that I've put onto the Internet to show people what it was. It was like circular pieces of plywood, or what do you call it, chipboard, that looked like a birthday cake, a flat birthday cake, three layers to it, and each layer had vertical iron rods about 3 inches tall with a washer slipped over it, and the washer had a coil wrapped on it, and the rod had a coil wrapped on it, and there were like candles all around the edges of all the tiers of this three-layer cake of wood, okay? Now, George was telling me, he said, okay, then the navigator said to him, what happened is that in his laboratory at home, he'd been experimenting with magnetic fields, and he'd built up a circuit. Now, this is in the late 50s, when we didn't have a lot of semiconductors and other things. This was just kind of analog physics and engineering. He'd built up a circuit in his home and hooked it up to these three layers of coils, and he said, at first nothing happened, and I thought something was wrong, and he said, then it started to slowly lift off the table. It had to build up the field. And he said it started to raise up, and it got 2 or 3 inches high, and then it kept going, and it kept going. He thought, well, I better disconnect this. So he reached over to this double knife prong circuit breaker, which you use for high voltage, and he tried to open it up and break the circuit. And instead, the arcs jumped across in the air between the contacts and kept on going. Now he was really concerned because he couldn't turn it off. So he got a wooden broom handle, which wasn't conductive, and he moved it underneath the floating platform, or, you know, the cake, and he said it was like going through very thick jelly or you know, something just very resistive. He could feel this field underneath. So he thought, well, I'll try to break the field. Maybe that'll break the current. So he took a long swing with this broom handle underneath the craft, and as he hit that field, it caused the energy input to just jump and blow up his entire circuit, send current back up the pole to his house, to the power pole outside, blew the power pole. And, of course, when the power company came out the next morning to try to fix it, and they asked what had happened, he said, gee, I don't know, must have been a lightning strike or something. Boy, it certainly cooked some of my stuff, and he didn't say any further. Now, he gave this the drawings he was going to use to file a patent gave copies of it to George, to Kernbeis, and he said, keep it for me. And so I said to George, I said, well, what happened? He says, well, you know, it's funny. I guess 2 or 3 weeks after that, he got transferred out, and I never saw him again. So these things have been running around since the mid-50s, and when jumping back in the future, but when I was recruited to work for Dr. Teller and Dr. Maxfield and their group, I understood at that time that they must have been telling the truth because of what Georgia told me and described about what his navigator done. I call it the navigator circuit and the navigator coil, which, as I say, is on the Internet and YouTube. A lot of people put it up. But anyway, that's something that is of interest to the physicists who are listening. Now, I disagreed with the philosophy of the men in charge of the group I was working for down there in Melbourne, Australia. Basically, they were death on Jews. Didn't know that my father was Jewish, but I didn't bother to tell them. And the comments were quite racist or anti-Semitic, anti-Jewish. And so I didn't like that, but I was willing to keep my mouth shut about that. But then they showed me technologies that were in the back room for producing energy out of a thing about the size of 2 or 3 bread boxes that produce electricity ad infinitum. And it was not polluting, and it could be used to pump water for the poor countries, you know, out of wells, to grow food in greenhouses. And then they had the craft, of course, these electrogravitic craft. They could transport grain and food and medicine back and forth in huge amounts very rapidly across the planet, because these things can travel up to 25,000 miles an hour in the atmosphere. Anyway, I wanted some of that technology to be released to the countries that needed it to help the poor and undeveloped countries. I didn't understand that their intention was to allow natural attrition, starvation, and dehydration to kill hundreds of millions of people at some point here in the future. They didn't care. They just wanted to get rid of them. There were too many of them. Useless eaters, they were called. So we had a philosophical difference, a great gap, and kind of hard to leave a group like that, but I did manage to do it and did manage to escape being put down in the bottom of a mine shaft there in Victoria about a mile deep, being buried there. And I ran into the outback to the Nullarbor Desert and met some hippies out there and hooked up with them and grew a beard and long hair and changed my name and, you know, not legally, but just adopted this name to hide from these people so I could get to safety somewhere.
All right, fine. Well, now, do you still have this technology? Do you know how to utilize it?
Pretty much, yes.
All right, we'll be back in just a moment with Stan here as we investigate this further.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
With one pandemic here, it's only time until the next one is released. NutraMedical has put together the First Line Defense Kit to help protect you and your loved ones against the next attack. The First Line Defense Kit contains NutraDefense, which blocks viral and bacterial pathogenic attacks on your body. Follow NutraDefense with NutriMmune to boost your natural killer T cells to the maximum, allowing your body to help fight abnormal cells and pathogens. Also included are non-toxic and environmentally friendly defense wipes to destroy all RNA and DNA viruses. Plus, you'll also receive an NIOSH N95 antiviral mask that blocks all viral particles from entering your nose and throat. Last but not least, there's Nutridyne, a super powerful natural universal pathogen killer. Superior to all forms of iodine, Nutridyne protects from nuclear fallout. The first line defense is available now and only through NutraMedical.com or by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
As the economy continues to decline, patriots across the nation are preparing for the worst. The world is changing fast. Are you fully prepared? Or will you be forced to eat government soup? At PatriotFood.com, we offer you 135 pounds of dehydrated food and 6 varieties of canned meat for half price. And at SurvivalistSeeds.com, we now offer 50 non-GMO varieties of vegetables and over 10,000 heirloom seeds. That's twice as many as our competition for the same price. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Food insurance, just in case. Owned by me, Big John Lipscomb.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Stan Tate. Well, Stan, Sydney, have you tried to develop this technology? And what about these propulsion of vehicles that you're speaking of that can fly at such tremendous speeds? But what about this source of electricity? Is this available? Can you help people develop it?
Well, the first question on the anti-gravity, the development of a flying craft using that is somewhat expensive, and also I don't have the laboratory to make some of the components we'd need, because you have to bend some very flat but thick wires about 6 inches across by about half inch thick, and these need to be kind of molded ideally and then hooked together into a donut shape for the main drive coils. But there are smaller versions of it that could be made, I think, to lift rocks and help build buildings by raising large weights up to the top without cranes. But I don't feel confident enough to go out and organize backers or financial institutions, and especially in this environment. So when I first came back to the States in 2001, I started developing marine and air applications of the same concept, but without using magnetic fields or gravity. It was using normal off-the-shelf water turbines, and in the case of the aircraft, high-speed air turbines, in a saucer-shaped craft. In fact, I'm sitting here looking at one that's about 21 inches in diameter across the office here from me. I've got up on the shelf. The prototype of this one here, which was Mark I for the aircraft, cost me about $3,500 and a lot of months of design and work. And to get backers in it, I tried to get backers in a cheaper form in the underwater propulsion pods for marine craft, which were very energy and fuel efficient and did not leave a wake anywhere behind them. It was a wakeless propulsion system. And I just could not get people to sign a dotted line. A couple of organizations tried to buy me out entirely to have complete control over it, and I just didn't feel comfortable doing that since the Lord had kind of showed me these things in dream visions in the years past. So I turned down those kind of offers, and I couldn't find anybody that was going to be realistically a partner into the development research, and also had the finances or access to the finances that would let us make and build these things. And so I started to do it myself, and financing it from our publishing company revenue here, that it's just Holly and I and our publishing company. And it took a while, and I was getting it to the point where I wanted to file patents. In fact, I've got the patent application still here in my files. And I found a real problem with the patent office leaking information from patents before they were filed, and also after they were filed. The Chinese have a desk there at the patent office, and they review all the newly unsealed patents, steal the stuff, change a couple of things to make it legal, go offshore and make it, come back in the country, and kill your market. And they can do all that within 3 weeks of getting access to your patent. So I couldn't go to investors and say, look, I need $5 million to set up a company to make these saucer craft, which would be very efficient and help, you know, a lot of people, blah, blah, blah. I couldn't go to an investor and say, look, I can guarantee you that our intellectual rights will be safe and that we'll make a profit on this. So what kind of a pitch is that to get people to come in and invest? Oh, by the way, you give me $5 million. You may lose all of it because the Chinese are going to rip our market off, but, hey, don't worry about it.
Well, now, Stan, what about these people that certainly were working on this over in Australia, you know, 40 or 50 years ago? What did they do with their technology?
Well, that's quite an interesting story. Basically, these people in Australia were part of a national and international organization of member states, including Russia, Canada, Australia, United States, West Germany, New Zealand, and there are more, but that's enough to tie you into it. Norway was another one, Saudi Arabia. All these nations were involved in developing technology to hide underground away from the public in an effort to put an end to war and to put an end to poverty and stuff the way they wanted to do it, and that was to fool the people of the earth into a one-world government, a dictatorship in essence, down the road, which is where we are now. That's why it hasn't been released. In fact, if you looked in modern times, in the last century or so, at Adolf Hitler, he tried to force people into the kind of socialist state that would provide for everybody and leave him in charge, of course. And he found out through the French Resistance, for instance, that the tighter you squeeze, the more resistance groups pop up, and they blow up your bridges, they sabotage your trucks, they make it a real nuisance. So he knew that by forcing, as many other dictators have found, you can't force people of the world of different religions, cultures, and traditions to join into a one-world government, giving up part of their sovereignty, part of their philosophy, etc. Now, the United Nations was tried after World War II and the League of Nations, and these have been miserable failures because of all the infighting, and 196 member states can't decide on how to pour a cup of coffee, much less how to run a planet and how to unify the philosophy of the planet. So they knew, our planners back in the mid-World War II and after World War II, they knew that there had to be a third alternative, alternative three. And that was, as I stated, as I started to tell you, to fool the people of Earth, all the nations, all the religions, all the cultures, into accepting a one-world government long enough to give it a fair try. And this was decided that whether we have real aliens or followers or whatever, they talk in alien terms, whether real aliens exist or not, these Illuminati, this group, was going to make a fake arrival of large, advanced technological craft that not only had anti-gravity, had go-through-solid-wall technology, they had advanced medicine that could rapidly heal cells in a body and regrow them, all kinds of medicine, physics, food production, energy, that little box I was talking about. They were going to bring all of this to the table in floating large, I'm talking about like mile-in-diameter-type craft, hovering over major cities of the Earth, just like in the Series V that's come on TV of recent years that Kenneth Johnson wrote. In fact, the way I see it, Kenneth Johnson has written it from a Christian perspective because he puts a lot of the biblical warnings and prophecies embedded into his script for the movie and the books. But anyway, by coming in like a real bad, powerful group of flying saucers, they plan to intimidate all the leaders of the world, all the physicists and engineers that might have said, oh, it's impossible, it's one of ours, to intimidate them with these huge, huge craft and a technology that, like anti-gravity, you talk to most physicists today, they say, oh, well, that's, no, you can't have that. And you certainly can't have a mild diameter craft. It'd fall apart from its own weight when you turned a corner. No, you can't have that. But to impress them with things that they think are impossible, like a super civilization would have a true super alien race if it came to our planet. Now, that's where the Illuminati planned to go with all this technology. That's why they held it back from the public. But in the late 70s, and even before that, the real quote-unquote alien or non-human cultures made themselves known to various of these leaders and made deals and pacts with them to use our underground infrastructure, industrial infrastructures that are way down under the earth in various countries, in tunnels and caverns that have been remodeled to be production areas. Between that time, which started in the mid-50s, up till 1976 or 7, the two cultures, or the three cultures, human and the non-human ones, got along. You know, the little gray critters and some of the humanoids looked like us. They got along at arm's length, but then a number of our underground facilities were overthrown by these beings, and we were kicked out, killed or kicked out. And I was told that they were moving in 1972, I think it was, by Sir John at a luncheon we were at, just he and I and a couple other guys. And he was talking to Sir Henry, and he said, Henry, he says, you know, they are moving in on us. We're losing this. I think that's when it started, but it actually became real battle and loss of control of our infrastructure in about 76, 77.
Well, Stan, are you suggesting that these are demonic beings that are doing this?
Oh, sure. Oh, sure.
Right.
I don't believe that they're aliens from another planet.
Fine. Now, what about this means of generating electricity that you talked about, though? This would be, sounds like it's fairly small and something that could be, you would think, fairly readily reproduced. We'll be back in just a moment with Stan Deo and as we explore more of this amazing story.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
As the U.S. and the world slip slowly into economic and financial gridlock, some economists predict a global financial meltdown and economic collapse worse than we have ever seen. Don't wait for the edicts to start coming out of Washington, D.C. before you begin to fill your pantry. Prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now. Ready Reserve Food has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog, but we will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us to prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now at 800-453-2202 for your free catalog now.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals. chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at doobleshoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you'd get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions.
You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase.
Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world.
Sign up today at doobleshoppers.com.
Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at doobleshoppers.com. That's doobleshoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network. I was asking Stan about this mechanism of creating electricity cheaply, economically, would have tremendous application. Whatever happened to that? Are we ever able to develop that or help people, other people develop it?
Well, the technology was in the back room in the group that I was recruited by in the early 70s. I never was allowed to look at circuits of that or see the thing in operation. However, through kind of talking over coffee or with guys that left the organization later, I did figure out basically what they were up to, and I have been trying to make the same thing here in our research here at the house. It's quite difficult because of the time that I have to spend at normal business, you know, just the publishing business and handling phone calls and all that kind of stuff. I'm just not free to spend the amount of time I'd like to on it. As it is, we work 100 hours a week, each of us, Holly and I. And it's just, you know, you get too tired. I'm getting old, and I can't just do without sleep.
Well, it sounds like they were using something like a Tesla technology.
Was this the basic idea? One of the leading proponents in the outside world here of the technology was Dr. T. Henry Murray, Thomas Henry Murray, over in Utah. Now, he, in the 1920s to 25, developed a way to take electricity out of the air, he said. And I've talked with his son, who survived him, of course, and read his book and analyzed his circuit drawings, and I think that he was doing the same thing that this device I was talking about did as well. He didn't know, he said, I don't know where the energy comes from in the atmosphere, but he says, I build like a tuned Tesla circuit. He was a fan of Nikola Tesla's. He said, I build this tuned circuit. I have to thump it a few times to get it kick-started, and the antenna up there finally catches, and then it makes electricity. And when he says it makes electricity, he was drawing about 3,500 watts in photos that I've got here, and a lot of people have seen them, in 1930. So he was ahead of the curve a long way, and perhaps even the Illuminists got his circuitry and built theirs from his. This is one way, and I know where the energy came from. In fact, I even tried to file a patent on it here. 3 years ago, and the patent office refused because they said the circuit just couldn't work. And this was because I was using pressure waves, physical pressure waves at high frequency in the atmosphere, which were created by the continuous varying impact of the solar wind. And it made variable charges inside the atmosphere, like we call it a dielectric, but the atmosphere, and we could link into that with an antenna about 60 to 80 feet long, and it's a highly insulated antenna up to about 30,000 volts, so you keep the charge in it. But we could take those vibrations, those oscillations, and convert them to electricity in a reverse Tesla tuned circuit, which is what I've been trying to do here. I've got six pole mounts out in the back, and electronic section here in the office. I'm just looking at it now. It's probably only about 15 foot square, but that's where we do that project. Now, that's one way, one source that would work in keeping with the solar wind. And there were a number of clues that told us it was that, because Dr. Murray said that his device produced power in the daytime hours, great, you know, wonderful. But as it got toward night and went into the shadow of the solar wind impact on the Earth, that the power would drop maybe 25-30%, but he was still getting the 70%. And let's say 70% of 3,500 watts or 5,000 watts, you're still looking at 2,000 to 3,000 watts of power continuously, day and night, which is even better than solar energy, better than wind energy, and certainly non-polluting. Anyhow, that's the one I'm working on here to try to develop in my spare time. And people keep asking.
All right, fine. Well, we'll talk more about that later. But right now, Crystal, how does this all tie into this spiritual conspiracy that you talk about?
Okay. Well, the power is, you know, one of those kind of side issues, because control of that's going to be by the powers that run the world. And we know from prophecy that Satan is going to have his man, a human here, in the beginning, not indwelt by Satan, but this human will form a world government that will be a dictatorship, in essence. And then Satan will inhabit him somewhere toward the middle of the tribulation period of 7 years, when the Antichrist is wounded by a head wound and rises up from the dead, it looks like, and has, you know, superpowers of mind. It'll be when Satan indwells him. But now Satan is clever. He was Lucifer, you know, the beautiful, smart being that was a covering cherub of the Lord's chair, the Lord's throne. And when he rebelled, he took with him the knowledge, and he knew that he was going to have a confrontation with the Messiah and his followers here at the end of this time we're in now, the end of the age, as it were, before we start the millennial period of peace and restructuring the planet. So Satan knew this, and he's read the Bible. He knows the Bible backwards and forwards. He knows that Christian believers and some Muslim believers and a number of other believers of various religious faiths that still worship the same one God, that they are all expecting this terrible catastrophe to happen and a dark, evil leader to take over the planet. So now these thoughts and expressions are being played up in the white brotherhood, the occult societies, so that we're expecting our alien brothers to come and help us in our time of threat of nuclear war, starvation, diseases, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, do you see a period of a nuclear war, a period of suffering coming ahead of us?
Oh, yeah. That's definitely one of the major curves. But the thing is, we're going to be herded like sheep into a gate, and that gate will be, somebody help us. We're going to kill the planet and ourselves suddenly here with the war and all these various disaster curves. People will be ripe, and Satan knew this time would come, and has presented, I think, a great deception to gain power for himself and for the Antichrist that he will advise and support to start the tribulation.
Well, we're going to have to cover this. We're out of time. My guest has been Stan Deo. Do you have, Stan, do you have a web page or telephone number you'd like to get out before we let you go?
The web page is standeo.com. That's S-T-A-N. DEYO.com. Phone number, I'll probably leave that off because we get enough phone calls as it is.
All right, fine. Well, we'll look forward to our next conversation. God bless. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you, Doctor. God bless you.
Bye-bye. All right, fine. Well, we'll have to explore a lot more of this later on. But, of course, I agree that we are moving to a war, I believe, with Iran before too terribly long. How soon, I really don't know. But everything suggests that they are doing everything to manipulate the American people to make us believe that there is a break between Tel Aviv, Netanyahu, and Washington, D.C. And, of course, then when Israel strikes Iran, why, our administration will say, shucks, we told them not to do it. We're not responsible. But the American people are going to have to follow us into this war, not of our own making, but if we want, of course, to do what's right and heroic and moral, we're going to go over there and kill a lot of Iranian people like we've done in Iraq and in Afghanistan and we're doing in Pakistan today, and it's all contrived, totally unnecessary. And if you want to know what really happened on September 11th of 2001, why, we want you to go to my website, radioliberty.com. Go to the segment on videos across the web and go down and to the bottom of that page. And there's one there on the on building number 7 coming down. Watch building 7 come down. Play that DVD, those YouTubes, through a couple of times, and you'll realize this was a controlled demolition. Building 7 was controlled demolition, and if building 7 was controlled, then everything else you've been told is a lie. You need to get my 4-tape set on 911. My 4-tape set on 911 update, our 4-tape set on why did the buildings come down. And then we have a number of DVDs on the subject, and you can get 5 of them at especially reduced value. Play them, get other people to watch. The one thing that the guilty people fear is the American people are going to realize that the murderers who were busy on September 11th are still at large. And, of course, those buildings may have been hit by planes, but that isn't why they came down. And we want you to become a 911 denier, because what happened to the 1,100 bodies that were vaporized that day? No evidence, no particle of them has ever been found. How were they able to vaporize 1,100 bodies? How were they able to vaporize the cement? Those were those tremendous crowds you saw. You have to help us get the information out. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. If you're in a position to help us, we'd love to have you join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, or become a regular subscriber to our newspaper, newsletter, or help us in any way that you can. But if you're not in a position, then please pray for America, pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. We'll be back in just a moment with Joel Skousen.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll-free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.